Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello, and welcome to Garden Favourites with me, Alan Titchmarsh. This is a new series of podcasts about some of my favourite things, not whiskers on kittens and brown paper packages tied up in strings, but the plants that I love and think are indispensable in a great garden. You see, everyone gardens differently and has their own favourite plants to grow. So join me as I share the plants and gardens that have become dear to me over my gardening years. Strangely enough, the rose is the national flower of the United States of America. What were they thinking about? I mean, goodness me, it's ours. The rose is British. Well, roses are everybody's favourite, really, aren't they? Well, sometimes not, if they're terribly thorny. But just don't go too close to them if they've got lots of thorns. But they do give us a glorious show right the way through the summer into the autumn, if you choose the right varieties. Now, I am a fan of shrub roses, as opposed to the rather more stocky hybrid teas and floribundas, the bush roses, as we call them. The shrubs are rather larger, rather looser, and more natural, and they're best in a mixed border where you've got perennials as well. The rose gardens of old, where we grew them in these islands of grey dust. Oh no, they should be a thing of the past. And if you do that, at least put something underneath them, like hardy geraniums or lavender or violas, just to make sure that you're not gazing on that sea of dust through the summer and just a few flowers above. No. For me, roses belong in the mixed border, among other things. And I do not restrict myself to the modern ones, which are repeat flowering, because some of the old-fashioned shrub roses may flower for one brief season at the end of June and the beginning of July, but oh my goodness, I wouldn't be without them. If I could choose just one, it would be Charles de Mille's. It's a crimson magenta rose with a flower that looks almost as though it's been sliced off with a pair of scissors to give it a very complex centre. It has fragrance to die for. It grows about 5 feet tall and is covered in these crimson magenta flowers for the end of June and the beginning of July. All right, it's a short liver, but goodness me, you have a bit of history in your garden with it, because it was raised in 1790. And what you can do, if you like, is to train through it a summer flowering clematis, one of the more gentler types, like Clematis texensis, and let it scramble through the rosebush so that when its own flowers disappear, the clematis flowers take over. And then at the end of the year, you can chop the clematis right the way down. If you want a longer flowering old-fashioned shrub rose, nothing is better than one raised in 1868, Jacques Cartier. Now, I've grown Jacques Cartier for Gosh, it must be 40 years. This is a pale pink rose with a sort of button eye in the middle. Fabulous fragrance, and it repeat flowers. It's quite tall. It's got pretty disease-resistant foliage, which is always good in a rose. You don't want them catching mildew and black spot. Jacques Cartier seems to get nothing much with me, neither. Grows about 5 or 6 feet high, repeat flowers right the way through until September. And you'll love one for your buttonhole or for a specimen vase on your desk. Jacques Cartier, for me, it's a lot cheaper than buying a wristwatch of that brand, and just as joyful for me. On the house wall, I have a David Austin rose called the Generous Gardener. It's a climber. There's another one called Shropshire Lad, a romantic sort of name. I quite fancied that because of the poem. But for me, Shropshire Lad is not nearly so good as the Generous Gardener. It's much more prone to mildew and black spot. The Generous Gardener flowers right the way through the summer, and it stops a bit in the middle, but then has a second flush. So it's got one great flush in June, July, peters out a bit, and then sputters along with odd flowers for the rest of the summer. Pale pink, fully double, glorious. And to see it up the wall of our mellow brick house, for me, makes the Generous Gardener one of the best climbers. If you're looking for a rose which is definitely disease-free, which never, ever gets mildew or black spot, look at the rugosas, Rosa rugosa varieties. They have foliage which is a bit like crepe paper. It's quite rough and, as a result, very disease-resistant. There are two varieties of Rosa rugosa that are particularly good. Frau Dagmar Hartop has wonderful pale pink flowers, followed by fat red hips. Now, I'm not commenting on a lady's figure, but I'm just saying, after her pale pink flowers, single, she does have fat red hips. Roseraie Delay has hips not quite so large, but flowers that are loosely double, floppy and magenta. They're really quite strident. Both of them will flower off and on right the way through the summer. They're really good at making a hedge, and they're quite thorny, lots of small thorns on them. So if you want a hedge which is pretty and flowering and which might keep next door's dog out of your garden, look for the rugosas. The Ramanas rose is its common name, but Frau Dagmar Hartop and Roseraie Delay, I think, will keep you happy. There is one climbing rose in my garden that I take my hat off to and that makes me sigh more than any other. I planted it at the foot of a dying cherry tree. Rather than taking the cherry out, I planted it on the perimeter of the branches and trained it up into the tree. Now the tree just acts as a bare support for Alistair Stella Gray. Pale yellow flowers. And you know, I don't know a week in the year after May when it hasn't got a flower on it. I'm amazed at it because it gets no real care and attention. And I vowed that this winter I really must tackle it and cut it back a bit and encourage its vigour. But to be honest, it's so high up and it still flowers so well at a height of about 15 feet that I'm reluctant to tackle it much at all. So, Alistair Stella Gray, if you want a lovely sunshine yellow flower to brighten your summer, it proves what wonderful flowers, what indispensable flowers roses are for the British garden. That's it from me. Until next time, enjoy your garden, whatever the weather.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.